Storytel presents The Demon and the Virgin by Margit Sanomo. Part 22 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Undis. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Heike, unknown, heard of by no one, arrived at his ancestral farm. Many years had passed since his father, Sölve, had slipped into oblivion. Now Heike had turned 20, and all his life he had longed to reach this place and his farm, Grosten's home, which was his legacy. He appeared from nowhere. He had come from the south, riding through Sweden to the surprise of his Swedish relatives because they had had no idea of his existence. Conceived in hatred, born in despair, guilty of his mother's death at the very moment he saw the light of day, Sölve had mocked and despised him. He had been saved by his father's horrible death. Heike had been baptized casually by an indifferent father and given a name that might just as easily be for a girl or a boy. But attached to his dark form, it became synonymous with masculinity, strength, and power. Heike, whose fate was loneliness, forever. His body still bore the scars of his father's terrible stabs because teasing a snarling child in a cage had been such fun. His soul still bore scars from the torment that went far beyond what the human mind can comprehend. Heike, ostracized by the human world. On the day he arrived at his ancestral home in Norway, he stopped at a vantage point by the road. The first thing he saw was a manor house so large and beautiful that he brushed the thought aside. That couldn't be the house he had inherited. It was impossible. It was almost as big as a castle. His eyes took in the whole parish. Heike was incredibly ugly to look at. His hair was dark brown, so thick and unruly at the back that you would expect to see a pair of troll's eyes peering out from under it when he turned around. His eyes, yellow as fire, shone and sparkled in a bony, sharply chiseled face. His teeth were big and sharp, white as snow against his brown skin. He had broad, sensitive nostrils, hollow cheeks, and a chin as pointed as of a fox. His shoulders were huge, a deadly legacy for the women of the Ice People who gave birth to demons like Heike. He was one of the cursed, one of the worst afflicted of the Ice People if you judged him only on his appearance. But all who met him spoke of the sadness and sorrow in his heart, and his infinite empathy for anybody who was suffering. The yellow cat-like eyes searched the vista.